Lance Mackey rolled into Nome at around noon today to win his third consecutive Iditarod Trail sled dog race. Mackey joins Susan Butcher and Doug Swingley as the only mushers to win three races in a row. Mackey's final trail time is 9 days, 21 hours, and 38 minutes, the slowest winning time since 1994, when Doug Swingley broke the 10-day barrier for the first time in race history. Instead of dwelling on the significance of this year's victory, Mackey told the crowd at the finish line that he stayed focused on the task at hand.
I'm proud to get through this one. I ain't really thinking about next year quite yet. I was having a heck of a time staying focused on what I was doing and not start daydreaming earlier on, because we had a fairly good lead down on the Yukon, and there's a lot of real estate left between there and here, and the weather is always a factor. So, people were asking me how I felt, and I felt like they were right on my heels.
With his dogs standing and wagging their tails under the burled arch in downtown Nome, Mackey said that the health of his team at the end of the race was his proudest accomplishment.
I mean, even right here, there's a couple of them still barking and wanting to go, That means more to me than winning this race, but it sure feels nice to have a dog team look like that and be able to win, too.
Mackey finished with 15 dogs, the largest winning team in Iditarod history. The only dog to be dropped from the team was left behind at Caltag. Mackey thinks he could have finished with a full team of 16 dogs, but erred on the side of caution.
That's what every musher ultimately would love to see, is getting their whole team to Nome. And I could have had the 16th one here had I maybe taken a little extra time and pampered him along. He's just a two-year-old male, big boy that works his butt off all the time. The trail from Eagle Island up to Caltag and beyond has just been demanding. He wasn't all that enthused like the rest of the team was. And for the future of him, I left him behind.
First prize is worth $69,000 and a new truck, which Mackey wants to keep for himself this year after giving his first Iditarod truck to his wife, Tanya, and then opting for a sports car last year. Sebastian Schnula and John Baker are the next mushers expected to arrive in Nome sometime tonight. Schnula is fresh off a victory last month in the Yukon Quest, where he set the course record. At the White Mountain checkpoint earlier today, he said he employs an unusual race strategy.
It's funny, but you know, the quest, I went in it like really like, oh yeah, I'm just going camping, and this I pretty much have the same attitude. It's funny, when you don't push yourself mentally, things just click.
Schnula left White Mountain less than a half hour ahead of John Baker this morning. The rest of the Iditarod field is more than 8 hours behind them.